The animal kingdom plays a very important part for humanity, for it is responsible for increasing the level of spiritual energy on the planet so that human life is possible. Once the animal spirit has developed to its highest potential, the stage is set for the first signs of human life to come into existence. We do not evolve from the animal kingdom, but we owe them a debt of thanks for evolving the coarse matter from which we create our bodies. The human spirit form is a unique spirit form that is created with the ability for rational thinking and understanding. This is what separates us from the animals. Once the level of evolution is high enough on the planet and the animal kingdom has evolved the coarse matter sufficiently, the first human spirit form can come into life. On Earth, this happens much the same as it has on other planets. A single-celled creature is made from a combination of plant material and animal feces. This first Earth human life form, a single-celled creature, was really nothing more than slime. Evolution came into play, and as the new human form continued to grow through numerous material lives, it was eventually able to procreate as we do now. The Pleiadians have studied the process of evolution of the human spirit for thousands of years. They learned that as man goes through his many material lives, he will develop through seven main steps of evolution that closely follow the same pattern set up by the original creation and emulated by the new creation. Since the new creation itself revolves around cycles of seven, they have learned to relate the growth of man to these same steps. If we could attend a Pleiadian school, we would learn these seven steps of evolutionary development of human life, along with explanations of the seven sub-levels. Step evolution, step type of life. 1. Beginning life material life 2. Life with reasoning material life 3. Life with intelligence material life 4. Life with spiritual cognition material life 5. Life with creational cognition material life 6. Life in spiritual form material, spiritual 7. Life with creation spiritual, step 1, beginning life. 1. Beginning development of the intellect. These are the first material lives on Earth. The human form is nothing more than a spirit form trying to develop its intellect. There is no accumulated knowledge from previous lives, only the intellect of a spirit which has not lived in a body before and can barely take care of itself, for it has no understanding of the material world at this time. All humans look the same at this point since our facial expressions, bodies, color, etc., are expressions of experiences, wisdom, emotions, and ego that we have not yet developed. Our lives are short, as our spirits have very low energy to sustain the material existence. We also die young due to poor health. Beginning development of spiritual growth through numerous lifetimes, we begin to think and provide wisdom to the spirit. The process of evolution has begun. Simple-minded, we can barely feed ourselves and sustain life. Beginning development of reason, we can now think and reason a little better. We have lived many brief lives and are starting to build intelligence from the experiences of previous lives. We are 20 to 30 million years old at this point. The counting of age begins with the start of the first material lifetime and includes the sleep period on the other side that we call death. Beginning use of thinking. We can live longer now, for we are able to feed ourselves, start a fire, and build shelter. Our accumulated wisdom is providing us with some assistance since our spirit is now beginning to understand the physical existence better, and it can provide the occasional hunch or idea learned from previous lives to help out. Beginning development of reasonable actions. We are still very primitive and living in caves. We don't get along with each other, and in our material consciousness we have absolutely no idea who we are or why we are here. We are trying to develop some more rational thinking patterns, but it's going slow. We can't even understand each other. Beginning development of thinking and action. Rational thinking and understanding are becoming useful in our day-to-day lives. We are starting to understand each other and are starting to work together. Man's appearance is unique, for his body and face are reflecting the experiences and wisdom of his life. Beginning awareness of reason. Reasoning and rational thinking are now in control of our lives. We can communicate through language, symbols, and signs. We are starting to form communities and learning to get along. Step 2 Life with reasoning and rational thinking. Beginning development of reason. Our ability to reason and solve problems is making a difference. We are still not aware that we are also a spirit form. We are only beginning to question and look for answers. Life is purely a material existence to us. Awareness of reasoning and its use. We are now aware of reasoning and understand its use. We are searching for answers to our existence. Emotions are coming into play as fear, anger, and hostility begin to govern our lives. We all look much different from each other now, for we are noticeably on different paths of discovery and experience. The problems in life are being solved through our reasoning ability, and we now regard ourselves as rational, thinking beings. Development of awareness of higher influences. We are aware that there are powers in the world more advanced than our own and are searching for them. We question the power of the stars, sun, moon, and nature around us. We are unsure of our existence and are looking for meaning to our lives. The moon and the stars puzzle us as we search for answers to their existence. Awareness of higher influences. We start to develop belief systems, such as worshipping idols, gods, and the sun, without actually having any knowledge of what we are doing. We are still without knowledge of the spiritual side of life. Belief in higher forces. Superstition, fear of evil, veneration of good. Here we see the development of religions, superstition, and gods. Our lack of real knowledge of creation and fear make us vulnerable to powers that we don't understand. Most of the current mass of humanity on Earth is at this stage. First awareness of the meaning of our lives and the real spiritual life cognitions and their use. Spiritual healing, telepathy. Now comes man's first awareness of the spiritual world. He is looking for answers but has no real understanding. It is the beginning of awareness of spirit and its uses. This will be the first attempt at using the powers of spirit without real knowledge. This is the current position of the average Earthman, who at this level of development can gain only 9.4 months of spiritual growth within lifetime. At this point we are around 80 to 100 million years old as spiritual beings. Development of knowledge and wisdom. The mind is developing, and our accumulated wisdom learned from millions of years of lifetimes is creating intellect. Man is becoming aware that there is more to life than his brief material existence. Step 3, life with intelligence. Development of the intellect. High technology, advancements in spiritual forces. First development of living forms. It is the age of the mind. We can be considered intelligent life forms now. We have broken through the age of ignorance and highly advanced well in the sciences. Our awareness of our spirits and our connection to creation is stronger, for we are learning more about the powers of our spirit. We have learned to create new foods, to crossbreed animals, and are searching for the understanding of how life works. Awareness and exercise of knowledge, truth, and wisdom. Slow dissolution of acceptance of belief. We are leaving behind the thinking of the past. We no longer accept old myths, idols, and false gods. Real intellect and reasoning are providing us with enlightenment. First usage of knowledge and wisdom. High technology is becoming part of our world. Genetic engineering has led to the creation of the first life forms. The secrets of the universe are beginning to unfold to us, and man is learning about his place in the scheme of things. This is the present position of educated Earth human being, scientist, etc. Awareness and utilization of nature's laws. Development of high technology that leads to the creation of living forms. Man is leaving behind his old belief structures and is gaining in wisdom about the universe around him. Here we see development in the sciences as man learns to really understand the forces of nature. There is high technology in the field of genetics as we learn to clone our cells and experiment with different life forms. The use of spiritual forces in life. The development of spirit is now playing a bigger part in the role of man. We have learned more about the ability of spirit to help us in life and are beginning to solve fewer of our problems by material means. Understanding life through wisdom, truth, and logic. Man is on the verge of real understanding of creation and the material universe around him. Contact with higher life forms begins. The spiritual world is now more understood, and the true meaning of life is unfolding. Our existence as part of creation is becoming clearer, and peace among men is starting as the need for material things slips away. Awareness of the real meaning of life. Just a few Buddha and spiritual scientists would be at this level. Man has real knowledge now of the laws of creation and how to use them in society. Belief systems and religions are fading away as man develops true understanding of his role in creation. It is understood that gods are actually human life forms with greater knowledge than most, and we now know that gods are also subject to creation. At this level of development, the human can advance spiritually as much as 89.7 years within a lifetime. Step 4, life with spiritual understanding. Clear understanding of spirit. We can now live more in harmony with nature and creation because we have real knowledge about life and spirit. Our thinking is clear, but we have little experience dealing with life using spiritual power. The truth of spiritual knowledge and wisdom. We begin to experiment with spiritual knowledge and learn about its uses in telepathy, telekinesis, time travel, and control over nature. Use of the spiritual knowledge and wisdom. We now have real knowledge of the spiritual forces as we begin to use telepathy and the other spiritual powers in our day-to-day life. Many of our problems are solved with spiritual consciousness rather than material senses. Our spiritual self is now understood, and we work with the energies of all life forms. Cognition of creation and its laws. Through the development of spirit, we come to have personal knowledge of our connection to creation and have a better understanding of the meaning of life and our role within it. The material world is becoming less important to us as we are learning more with our spiritual senses. Living from the creational laws. The end of the conceit of belief. There is a major breakthrough in our development, for now we are living from the creational laws and have moved into a time of higher consciousness. We are perceiving life with the higher abilities of spirit instead of the simple material senses of sight, touch, smell, hearing, and taste. Our accumulated wisdom from previous lives is being very helpful. Our previous lives and the experiences learned from them are clear to us. Controlled utilization of spiritual forces. The power of our spirit is causing us to live longer. Health problems are vanishing because we control our bodies through spiritual balance. We are beginning to develop a society of integrity wherein we can sense each other's emotions and thinking. The Pleiadians are living at this level. First, ability to create living creatures. We have developed very high technology and can roam the universe. The knowledge of the material life is ours, and we create our own life forms to work for us. Our genetic scientists can preserve extinct species by recreating them in the laboratory. Step 5, life with creational cognition. Creating other life forms. We can greatly extend the lifespan to thousands of years through a combination of technology and spiritual power. Our lives are becoming more spiritual than material, for the force of our spirit and our high evolution allow us access to higher forms of consciousness in creation. The material senses are not playing a big part in gathering the information to form our life experiences, for more of this is being done by spirit. We are giving advice to other civilizations and helping them with their first steps. Construction of synthetic livable creatures. Our technical knowledge of the material form allows us to create high forms of life that can be mistaken for human. We are becoming more spiritual beings and spend more time in connection with creation. Our awareness of the material world is becoming less important to us. Our concerns are for the creation of life and its development. Spiritual development for control of organic forms of life. We are beginning to develop the force of our spirit to the point where we can control the birth of other creatures. We are developing the ability to control the forces of nature, levitation of matter, the control of gravity, and electricity. We are starting to look and think more alike, for we have all learned many of the same things. Interest in mastering life and all its forms. We are becoming less concerned with our material senses as we search for the remaining knowledge of life and spirit. We are becoming masters of all knowledge of the human form. recognition and awareness of earlier lives. We can control time and space with our spirit and can move through our previous lifetimes. We are becoming masters of the knowledge of human life and its development. King of Wisdom Zishuish, IHWH. The level of a god. We are now masters of the human knowledge. We are still in material form, but have little need for our material senses. We communicate and experience the world mostly with our spirit. This is the level of a god, a material being that has mastered the knowledge of man, a king of wisdom. In ancient times, gods ruled the earth and controlled the minds of men. It was believed that they had power over life and death, which is not true, for only creation has that power. There are no longer any gods ruling over earth, but many people have not relinquished this ancient concept and taken control of their own lives. The transition to spirit begins. This is the transition time for the material being. Having evolved through all of the stages of development of man, we are ready to transform into higher consciousness and leave the material plane. We now look very much the same, for we have all assimilated the same knowledge and have arrived at the same level of understanding. We are mostly spiritual, and it shows in our bodies and faces. We are at peace with creation and live with the complete understanding of love and life. Step 6, Life in Spiritual Form. Cognition of spiritual peace, universal love, and creation, the last stage of material life. The experiences that are needed to continue our evolution can no longer be provided by the material senses. We are becoming a pure spiritual form. We are living in harmony with creation and feel the constant love of eternity. Beginning of life as a spiritual form, the material body is becoming dysfunctional and serves little purpose anymore. We are interacting almost totally with our spirit. We no longer require sleep or food since we are becoming a pure spiritual form. Our bodies are becoming lighter in weight as the material is fading away. Development of other life forms. The material body is becoming less dense. It is possible to see right through us because our bodies are becoming more like light. The death cycle has stopped, and we live continuously in this form. Our existence is almost purely spiritual now, and our time is spent in helping with the development of those younger than ourselves. We are taking part in the education and spiritual guidance of those in the material world. We are several billions of years old now. The end of the material life. The transition into light body is complete, and we are living our first spiritual existence. Our material body is completely gone and we now exist in a purely spiritual form. We use the accumulated wisdom we have learned to help those younger than ourselves. Our spirit now exists with the constant consciousness of love and understanding for all things. We still have awareness of self and our personality. We are around 70 billion years old as a spirit form. Billions of more years will be spent as a spiritual being striving for perfection before we transform over into creation. Collective consciousness. Millions of years pass as our spiritual self comes together with six other spirits, and we become a collective consciousness comprised of seven spirit forms. We still have awareness of self and are actively taking part in the development of human life. This is the same level as Arahatathasata, the timeless teacher of great masters such as Emmanuel. Final spiritual existence. This is the last existence of the spiritual self. We are in the last years as a collective consciousness of seven. Our personal identity fades away as we reach the highest level of consciousness called the Petale level. Here all collective consciousnesses come together as one to prepare for the transition to pass over into creation. Pass over into the creation. Our evolution as an independent human life form is complete. As part of the highest level of consciousness, the Petale level, we will pass over and become part of the creation itself. Here we join up with all of those who have gone before us and become part of the great eternal knowledge of creation which provides guidance and love to all things. We have earned this right through billions of years of experience, which has provided us with the complete, accumulated knowledge of all things. We have experienced and completely understood the evolution of the universe. Step 7, Life with Creation. Twilight sleep through eternity. Our spirit forms a part of creation that will sleep for a period of 7 great times, or an eternity. During this time all life and the whole universe ceases to exist. There is no space or time, only the nothingness of sleep. It is not a time for creative thought, but a restful time of cogitation. A new great time for creation. Creation awakens and starts to create a new universe, just as before. We are now part of a completely new cycle. Our awareness of self is gone, for we are one with eternity now and are contributing to the spiritual knowledge that guides all. Creation starts a new universe. Creation will once again begin its evolutionary cycle by creating living life forms which can contribute to its evolution through wisdom gained from experience. A new universe will be formed to repeat the cycle of evolution. The energy of the creation has evolved to a higher level. Creation of new spirit forms. Creation is constantly improving and creating new spirit form. Spirit forms are small parts of creation that will evolve by becoming material life forms. Creation will continue to evolve and improve itself through the cycle of life forms. Creation is constantly starting new spirit forms throughout the complete cycle of the material universe. Even here on Earth, new spirit forms are coming into life. Since they have no accumulated knowledge or intelligence, we will often think of them as idiots or insane. In many cases they are just new spirits who have come into a material world far too advanced for them. Moving into spiritual form. It is part of the function of creation to continually strive for spiritual greatness by gaining in knowledge. Since the spirit is always awake and never sleeps during a great time, it is observing and learning at all times. The human form continues to think and provides food or the spirit. Creation is continuing to strive for perfection in itself in order to become an universe. The completion of 7 cycles. Creation cannot degenerate. It is always moving forward in its evolution. The same applies to the human spirit form, for it cannot degenerate either. It is possible to be stagnant or to waste lifetimes without learning anything, but never does the spirit become ill or degenerate. 7 cycles of evolution through the creation of material universes will be completed as the energy level of creation continues to increase. The final improvement in the 7th period. As any creation reaches the last cycle of its 7 periods and has mastered the highest improvement possible, it will transform into an universe that is capable of creating other creational universes such as ours. The energy level of the universe is so great that it can provide cosmic life force energy to several creational universes at one time. Its existence is pure spiritual energy. The cycle of evolution of spiritual energy continues. The laws of creation. Since the logic of creation is absolute and does not change, we can say it becomes a law. Creation always follows the path of the absolutum. It always has an awake period and a sleep period, and it evolves from a simple idea to a higher form of consciousness through the experiences learned through the 7 stages of development. Creation dictates the laws of physics, math, and the other sciences. We merely discovered the knowledge that is already there. If we can learn to understand creation and the process of evolution it is going through, then we will have discovered for ourselves how to create laws for our society by which we can live. Everywhere in nature the laws of creation are obvious, if only we would open our eyes to see. In man's early development he may praise the sun or worship the moon in hopes that his simple life will be better. That is the level of his understanding at the time, and he will make simple laws for his society. As we progress and grow in experience, which leads to intelligence and higher consciousness, we will make different laws that reflect our understanding of creation that are more in line with the complexity and level of knowledge of our society. We are continually evolving and changing as a society, therefore, we must be open to creating new laws and paradigms that will keep pushing us forward instead of holding us back. We must become aware that all living things are part of the same creation. There is an interconnection that binds us all together, something like a network of consciousness that I refer to as spiritual bonding. As we think, our thoughts run across the network and affect all other life forms that are connected to it. Thought is energy, and energy contains thought. They are the same thing existing in different form. Spiritual growth is the forming of logical thinking that is harmonious with the laws of creation. When you have perceived something correctly, with great clarity of thought, and understood it to the point that it has become part of your life, dictating your actions, the wisdom learned from the experience contributes to your spiritual growth. In order to control your spiritual growth, you must learn to take 100% responsibility for your own actions, thoughts, and deeds. You cannot dump your responsibilities on any other life forms, gods, idols, or cults and expect to grow. No other life form, including gods, can grow for you. When you have learned to face your problems with your own energies given to you through creation and know that you are part of creation, you can draw on the spiritual force that is within you and achieve all that you can imagine. It is unfortunate that we are born into a material world unaware of the great spiritual knowledge we are connected to. When the Earth human learns of the great power and knowledge that is within the spiritual subconscious, he will begin to help others in the world with the right kind of teaching and guidance so that they can live life to its fullest and most rewarding potential. The path to spiritual growth is through the recognition of our role within creation. The equality of man. It has been said that all men are created equal, and we are. We all start as spirit forms of equal knowledge, or I should say, lack of knowledge, for in our beginning state of pure energy we know very little. It is creation that gets us started on our path of growth. Once we come into our first lifetime, the learning process starts. We begin to accumulate wisdom from our experiences, and we create a path of learning that will continue for billions of years as we go through the stages of development of human life. All along this path, we are learning different things at different times. It is the accumulated wisdom that contributes to our intellect and our aptitudes, causing us all to be unique individuals on our own paths of learning. We all need different knowledge at different times because we are on separate paths of learning. As we go through life, we slowly learn all of the lessons of life, but not at the same time. Eventually, all of the lessons are learned by everyone, so never can we say that one person is better than another. We're just at different levels of learning. It is the wise man who recognizes that he is only older, not better, and uses his older self to help the younger through love and understanding. The man who uses his older self to take advantage of a younger spirit form, or get ahead at another's expense, is living in spiritual stagnation and still has some hard lessons to learn. Peace will come to Earth when everyone realizes that we are all spiritual beings of creation on our own paths of development, and we make space for other spirit forms so that they can be who they need to be and learn what they need to learn for themselves, without any judgment or harassment from us. It is the truly enlightened one who recognizes the spirit in his fellow man and sees him not as a material being, but as a spirit form on his own path of discovery and learning. Spiritual growth. In front of Billy's house there is a patio for guests who visit the center. There is a guest book to sign and 5 large photo albums you can look through and see the most beautiful and clear pictures ever taken of Pleiadian or any other spacecraft. The signatures in the guest book are from countries all over the world, attesting to the great interest people everywhere have about our connection to the family of man throughout the universe. I had my laptop computer with me and was busy entering in some details on what I had learned the past few days when a man came walking up the road to the house. He turned out to be from Kansas, where I was born, and had heard about Billy and his experiences, like many others, so he came for a visit. We had even attended the same college and both had majored in psychology. He had gone on to become a professional psychologist and started a practice, while I had never used my education professionally and had ventured off into private business. I had him sign the guest book and offered him some time alone with the 5 photo books while I tried to find someone around the farm for him to talk to. During the day it was pretty quiet around the center because most of the FIGU members worked in town at regular jobs. Billy was in the kitchen, but as usual, he wouldn't come out to talk. It had been years since he had greeted visitors or answered letters. He had become a real recluse as far as the world was concerned. Freddie and Silvano were out working in the fields, and Popeye, Billy's wife, was in town on errands, so our visitor had to settle for me. He could only stay for a couple of hours, so I had to do the best I could to answer his questions. Since he was a psychologist by profession, he was concerned with the development of man and how we think and learn. His questions were among the very things I had been studying lately, so it gave me a chance to explain it as best I could.